Align all chakras. Okay. All right, guys. Welcome back to the N3s podcast. I'm here with Thomas. Today we're going to be talking about Mighty Supreme. Go.
Yeah.
Written and directed by Josh Shafty and Ronald Bronstein.
I didn't know
He co-wrote it.
Okay. I was like, oh, my God.
Should have probably spaced that one out, but fuck it.
Yeah.
If you've seen this movie, you probably really know who the fuck this is.
Yeah. It was... it was an experience. Dude, it was one of those things. We thought we wanted to watch it on Christmas because we didn't think anyone was going to go fucking watch it because it's an A24 movie. That was not the case. Everyone was going to watch this movie. We're like, what the fuck? We can't even get fucking seats for like this A24 movie.
Yeah,
I thought everyone was just going to be spamming Avatar. And we were not even going to watch... everyone was just going to get like an open theater for Mighty Supreme. But no, we had to watch days late.
Yeah, 2 days late.
So got it, though. I'm glad we did it, though. We randomly did it, too. Yeah, we almost did it. But
lightning struck.
Yeah, and we're like, ah, fuck it. Let's go send it. Dude, oh, my God. It was 2 hours and 30 minutes of just pure bliss.
Of me just stroking my shit.
Yeah, bro. I was like.
I felt bad for the people up front because they were in the splash zone.
Bro. Dude, talking about the people in front of us, bro, I was kicking my feet like a little kid. I definitely there was like a girl in front of me. I definitely smacked the fuck out of her. Yeah, fucking,
dude, I know.
They immediately got up and left. I didn't even get a chance to say, like, yo, my bad. I think I kicked your fucking chair a few times. I felt bad and I was going to apologize.
Who got you smiling like that?
Oh my God, bro. I was just like so geeked up. It was one of those, every now and then I had to like lean forward and lock in.
Yeah, I know. I don't emote like you do, but I get hyped seeing you emote. I was like, oh, my God, there's multiple times where you're just leaning forward. I was like, oh, shit. And I was there just grabbing my shit.
Yeah. The gamer pose, God. I just fucking leaned forward.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit. Locked in. Dude, I thought, I was like, damn, is he going to, like, have to go to the bathroom? What's going on, you know? Now that was just bro locked in.
Yeah, it was more like I had to lock the fuck in for my boy here.
That was fucking epic,
bro. For fucking Timothy Chalamet.
Goat.
The goat, bro. He killed it. It was one of those, like, he's just like, shit. Oh, my God, he's just killing everything. And I just want to see him just, like, be this, like, going into it, I didn't even see that many commercials, you know? I didn't see many of the ads for it. And I thought it was just going to be, like, a movie about, like, table tennis. No. It was about table tennis, yes, but, like, that was not, like, what it was about. It was about this fucking kid just, like, geeking out about trying to be the best.
Yeah, I assume if you're listening to this podcast, you really know who the fuck these guys are, Josh and Benny Safdie.
Yeah.
And, like, 6 years, like, with radio silence. And then, you know, like, it's crazy. Like, see, like, the trailer. I'm like, damn, like, after 6 years, like, fucking table tennis? Like, what the fuck?
You know what I mean? What do you mean you're making a movie about table tennis?
Yeah, I was like, oh, what the? When I watched the trailer, I was like, okay, it had the Forever Young kind of, like, in the background. Yeah. Which was fire. I was like, the trailer looks lit, you know what I mean? But I was like, why the fuck would he choose this? I understand.
Yeah, I understand it now. Dude, that's such a good performance from, like, everyone. Everyone just fucking killed it. Seeing Gwyneth Paltrow was just like... Dude, honestly, like, he's, like, the main girl, you know? I always forgot her name, but...
Yeah, what's her name?
But, fucking dude, like...
Odessa Zion.
Dude,
something.
I was like this. I was like, oh, my God, that curly hair just got me acting different. Like, I was like, oh, shit.
Dude, I have my toes. I was kicking my feet like a little kid.
Yeah, I was kicking my feet and I had my fucking toes curled.
I fell in love.
Yeah, bro. That shit was straight fucking fire.
Dude, oh my God. I can't even, like, I don't even know where to start because, like,
yeah, me
it
neither.
Was so, it was just like, oh my God.
Dude, honestly, I'm going to start at the beginning because I just cannot believe this was in the movie. But, like, when he's fucking, what's her name?
Odessa.
When he was fucking Odessa's character. At the shoe shop that his uncle owned, bro. I was like, and then like it starts playing the credits for like the beginning, and it's just like a fucking sperm getting what's the word?
The egg getting fertilized.
Yeah, the egg getting fertilized. I was like, what the fuck? It was
so crazy. It worked. It was like so insane. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I just got a clip of it on TikTok, and people are like, oh, bro, if you think this is a family movie. It's not a family movie.
Family gets made.
It's a family movie. In that sense, where, like, he watches this dude get this girl pregnant at the shoe shop.
Bro.
dude, oh my it is God. So big.
And
so
then, like, the fucking needle drop of Forever Young is just like, dude, I was already, like, grinning. Dude, I was straight cheesing off the gym,
I thought it was so fucking funny. It's just, like, watching this fucking the sperm fly through and get fertilized.
Yeah,
and
like, I was like, it was so ridiculous. I was like,
the and then music. It turns into a golf ball? Into a ping pong ball?
Yeah. Go. The transition. Yeah,
transition. I was like, oh shit. I cannot believe. Immediately, I was like, that was funny. Like, it was so geeked out. I was like, that was hilarious because I cannot believe I just saw that. Dude. I was like, not expecting that at all.
Oh my God, bro. It's so much. This is one of these things. Like, I can't wait to watch. It's like that. We got done watching it. You looked at me and you're like, I can't wait to watch it again.
Yeah.
I could go back in for seconds.
Dude, I enjoyed the whole movie thoroughly. Like, it was like, yeah, like, it was just pure, just like, madness, and then he locks the fuck in, and then it was so beautiful when he locks the fuck in. I cannot believe I like at the ending. You know, it's just like I immediately like I got emotional. I was like, damn, I kind of want to cry, and I don't even have a fucking kid.
Yeah, dude,
I got zero fucking kids.
It was that powerful. I didn't even have a kid, and I was like, damn, that's how it feels.
It was one of those. Damn, maybe I should try it, see what it's like.
Fuck, bro. Dude, oh my God. And the Tears for Fear is just like one of the perfect needle drops, like, to end the movie is like crazy. I couldn't fucking believe it, bro. Those are like the times, like, when you watch something, it's like, damn, I just like, I feel like I didn't even breathe.
Like, yeah, like you hold your breath.
Yeah, dude, yeah, like, dude, oh my definitely God, how I felt. Bro.
When he's doing like the last dance with the Japan player, Sota, I think, or something. But like when he's doing like last dance with him, that final battle, bro. Like, I was locked in the whole time. I leaned forward.
Dude, I was so, like, at the edge of my seat, yeah, bro. Like, it was fucking... You were literally at the... yeah. I felt like it. You were literally at the edge of your fucking seat.
I was so pushed up and leaning forward. And we were in the recliner, God. So it wasn't, like, laid back. No, we were sitting down, and I was, like, leaning forward the whole time.
Dude,
locked in.
You know the shit was goated because we had like the shittiest fucking seats ever, dude, bro. That usually just hurt your ass. Shit, I didn't even feel. Nothing, I felt no pain.
Nothing, bro. We were sitting in the shittiest seats because we picked a random theater because all the other theaters were fucking sold out. Even on a fucking Saturday.
Yeah.
We tried going to the recliner. Nah, they were sold out. So we just went to like one of the like the ones who don't have nice seats, but you know all the seats were open. We went. It was shitty seats, and I hate going to this one because of the shitty seats. I didn't even
this think is your pet peeve.
I forgot. I used my pet peeve. I forgot about it, bro. Yeah, that's how good that fucking movie was.
I usually like, I'm like, bro, I'm really getting like, you know, fucking uncomfortable as shit. You know, I'm starting to shift. Hell no, bro.
Not one moment did that cross my mind. I was locked in the whole time.
Dude.
Shout out to Josh Safdie for like, the whole movie is just kind of like, it's like a thriller almost in the sense that like the whole movie, it was just like, oh, one thing after another was just happening like, he was just living life at 100, and it only slows down when he wins, you know?
Mission complete.
Yeah, when he wins, and that's when it finally, like, slows the fuck down. Like, you see him fly home with the troops, you know, like, fucking the evil-ass dude who owns the Inkwell.
Yeah.
It's just like, find your own ride home. And the troops are like, let's go! Just geeked up that he won. Spoilers, of course. I don't know if you caught that already, but like we're just gonna go.
Yeah, we watched this a few days ago. We're just going
like off I was pure thinking about right it, bro. Like it was so dude. Good. I was thinking about it the day after.
Yeah, dude. When I watched like, it, you know, when we finished the movie, you know, I was like, damn, that was so goated, you know.
Yeah.
The ending. Dude, later that night, bro, I was laying down, and that's why I sent you that crazy ass message. I was like, I couldn't fucking believe. Like,
he sent me a message like at 8, 9 p.m., and I didn't miss it because I was playing with someone. I was playing Overwatch with someone, and bro, I checked back like at 11, and he just sent me like this cryptic ass message. That to the point where I was like, I spam called him because I thought he was good. I thought something happened because it was so ambiguous what he said. I was like, bro, are you okay? He's like, nah, bro, I was just so geeked up. I was like, oh shit.
I was straight bricked up out of my fucking mind. All the blood just ran to my dick. I couldn't think straight. Dude, this shit was crazy. I couldn't I just like lay down and like, oh my, I understood it. Like the ending, like I was just playing back the ending. I was like, bro, I need to rewatch this. Like, I need to see this ending again. Like, this is crazy, bro.
Yeah, like watching it back now, I kind of know what's gonna happen. I think I'd enjoy it just as much, if not more.
Probably do more.
I understand it. Like,
I understand now.
Yeah. Dude, I was thinking about it so hard. The next day, I was, like, geeked up just thinking about how, like, oh, the whole process of, like, him just, like, he wants to live his fucking dream, and he does. You know, he is living it, even no matter the cost. You know, like the whole time he's just like this piece of fucking shit. Like he
it's, literally using everybody, bro.
Literally using every single person gets fucking used. Like not, and the thing is like, it's like we said in another podcast and stuff. Like to have friends that like would follow you to the end of their friend would still fuck with you no matter what you did. Like, dude, he fucking was taking advantage of everyone, and they all still like that. You know, yeah, that's a girl and Tyler the Creator's character. They still fucked with him, bro. And that's just, I feel like that's exactly how it would be. You know, like they understand that what he's trying to do at the same time.
Yeah,
like they know that like, this is what he wants to do, and he wants to live it. Like he believes in himself that much.
Yeah, she's literally trying to help him. Like it's crazy because he's like the biggest piece of shit yeah, ever,
bro.
And she's like still trying to help him. Like
he even tells her to fuck off. That's not my kid, bro. Like, at the bottom of the hotel, he's like, no, bitch, that ain't my fucking kid. Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, he's like, how much you get paid a year?
Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah, you ain't shit. You're never going to be shit. I can't be. He literally
looks at her in the fucking eye and be like, I can't settle down, and you ain't even going to be shit.
Like, yeah, he's like, I can't be a dad, bro. He's like, I cannot be a dad. This shit ain't mine. I cannot be a dad.
He's like, that fucking baby or something, that shit ain't mine. Even
dude, that shit was so good when he's talking to Tyler Creator. He's just like, bro, he's like, I know how to pull out. You know, it's like a whole method. He's like,
I got
when
the you method. Take, yeah. Like, he's like, you know, it's like right before I fuck her, you know, I like, what do you say?
He's no, like, he's like, it. He's like training. Like every time he takes a piss, he holds in the last. Oh, yeah, he holds in the last. Yeah. I was like, the Tyler Creator's like, bro, that shit don't work.
Yeah, he's like, bro, that shit, that pulling out method is not work. It worked, and it did not. It worked.
Dude, that shit is so fucking
He's
sick.
Like, bro, it's just like a hose, bro. You got to just squeeze it at the last fucking second.
Yeah. Could have put a crink in it. Dude, I could not, like, it's still like, even like when we hung out today, I was like, woo, dude, yeah, I was straight bro. Geeked out of my mind.
It was just so good watching this dude take advantage of everyone. And people still fucking with him. And, like, dude, he was just like, it's one of those things was so charismatic. He just like turned everyone to his side, even dude, though he was like the biggest piece of shit. Like Gwyneth Paltrow, he didn't know her for that long, bro. She was going to go upstairs to steal another one of her husband's necklaces just to fucking give it to him so he could go to Japan, bro.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Like that was insane.
Literally put all points into charisma, bro, literally, and agility.
Yeah. Agility and charisma, and maxed he said out. Nothing else. Nothing literally, else. Nothing fucking else, bro. It was straight.
Yeah, dude. It's like, oh my god, dude. You can't like, but he's just like so charismatic, and he's just like playing everybody.
Yeah, the whole time.
And it's one of those things like we're just witnessing it in 4K.
Yeah, and he's just playing himself up the whole time. Like he's just trying to win everyone over and like convince. Like it's so funny, and like it's so funny because like his friends know what the fuck he's doing, but they don't give a shit. You know, they know what he's trying to accomplish, and I guess they kind of believe in it. You know, so they're like, fuck it. But like when you see him interact with like the dude who's like in, like the head of the committee of the table tennis association or whatever, like he just looks at him, he's like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm not changing the rules just for your bitch ass.
Yeah, he's like, you're just a goon, like you're just a dude, like fuck, what the fuck, get the fuck out of here. You he's know, like,
you're the representation for USA. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he's like, dude, you snooze, you lose, piece of shit.
Yeah, even at the beginning when they're doing the British Open. And like he's like goes up to him, he's like, yo, bro, I gotta stay in somewhere fucking nice. I'm cooped up with like four other fucking guys in this random ass hotel. He's like, sorry, bro, it's how it is. You know, everyone gets accommodated, and if you don't like it, then you gotta figure yourself out. And then he just goes to the Ritz, and he
that's where they're all staying at. That shit crazy.
Yeah. Oh, the nice, all the rich people.
Yeah, like I guess like everybody that's not playing.
Yeah, everyone that's not playing is just there to watch the sport. They got money. I'm like, where's the money for the players? It's like fucking, it's like, what's
his
name?
The thing? It's like a new sport. And like, I love it. It's crazy that like that sport's still not even big.
No,
it's like it never grew. It just like never kind
of
like,
well, it's one of
the things.
It's not big in the West, but it's fucking massive in the East. Like, no, it's growing more, I think, here.
Yeah, it's growing more. But like, even that, like, you know, I was watching interviews with him and he's just like, yeah, it just kind of like never took off.
Nah.
Even like saying ping pong is like so disrespectful.
Yeah, it's supposed to be table tennis, right?
Yeah, it's table tennis. It's
table tennis.
It's like people get offended when you call it ping pong. Like it's like a fucking joke.
Yeah, I didn't even know it. I didn't even know that whole time. I was like, damn it. I'm like, I thought they were two different things because, you know, they like treat
it
differently.
No, it's like a thing. He said it was like more easy to sell kind of.
Ping pong?
Yeah, it's like it sounds ping like, pong, yeah. Ping pong, yeah. It's like a.
It makes more sense.
Yeah.
But I even now I think it's like it's people still fuck with it in like the East, you know? Like kid, like it's like a. Popular over there. It's like, well, what's like cricket? Like cricket's fucking massive in the East and like in India, but like no one plays it in the West. Like, absolutely no one fucks with it over here. I'm sure we have teams, you know, but, like, actually, I think last year one of the U.S. team actually did pretty good in the, in like, the World Championships of it, but it was just, like, a bunch of Indian Americans playing for the, for the American team. But it's just one of those things, you know? Like, people don't give a fuck about, people don't give a fuck about soccer here, but we're having the World Cup this next year, so.
There you go.
We even disrespected it by calling it a whole fucking different name. We call it fucking soccer, not football.
We just change it up just because.
Just because we have American football.
Hell yeah.
But fuck all that. shout out to table tennis. Well, that's cool. I guess you're right. I know one guy who I went to high school with that, like, plays it seriously, and I think he still does.
Yeah.
And he would, like, he would go and practice and stuff. But that's cool.
But it's one of those things where, like, this shit, like, it's beyond table tennis now. Yeah. Like,
it is not about table tennis.
It is a sports movie, but, like, if that's, like, one of those things, like, when I watched it, I was like, bro, I don't give a fuck about table tennis, dude. Yeah. Like, I don't give a shit. It was one of those
things, like, maybe I should watch sports animes if they're like this. Because I refuse to watch anything when, like, I'll, like, read or watch sports animes or sports mangas. I hate fucking reading or watching them unless it's boxing. But I hate reading or watching them because I think it's like, bro, I don't really give a fuck about this. Like, oh, it's like, I'd rather watch some dude fight a fucking dragon, you know? Or some crazy shit like that, you know? It's a book. It's a novel. I want to indulge myself. But this deadass had me thinking, maybe I should give him a try if they're like this. Because that was shit. Because that shit was straight epic. Like, it's like him getting the rematch with, what's his name? I just messed it up. With the Japanese dude who's, like, playing pretty good, you know? He's playing really good. Like, him having the rematch and, like, kind of them building this whole storyline of how, like, oh, he thought he was just going to sweep the British Open because the Japanese weren't there because he knew he could beat the best player in the world. But, like, Japanese couldn't play at the time because they had a travel ban.
No, he was there. That's who smoked his ass.
No. I'm saying, but, like, he thought he was just going to smoke the British Open because the Japanese weren't there because they weren't invited. He thought they weren't going to be there because of the war, because the war had just recently ended or whatever, and they still had, like, a travel ban. They couldn't, no one from Japan could enter or leave that country. But it changed literally, like, right before then. Or I guess the ban was still going, but they somehow got invited. But it's because it's such a big sport in the East. Like, people fuck with it over there. So they got invited because, of course, they want the eyes of the Japanese people. And he's like, oh, fuck. Like, immediately you saw him lose some hope. He's like, nah, but I'm still better. And then
he's like, I'm going to drop a... That, dude, some of the jokes were fucking crazy. He's like, I'm going to drop a third bomb
when
on
he's talking
ass.
To the Inkwell dude at the fucking Rick when he meets him because he's Gwyneth Paltrow's husband.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I'm going to drop the third nuke on them. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
Dude, I forgot, like, the Jewish guy. And he's just like, I'm gonna finish what Hitler did or some shit like that.
I'm going to finish what fucking Hitler started or some shit. Some I was like, oh, shit, dude, the jokes were so out of pocket.
And then he's
just
like, I can say that because I'm Jewish. I was like, that was fine.
Yeah, he had to like, say the crazy ass joke and then be like, I'm Jewish, so it's okay.
Dude, that shit was
That's
fucking
so
lit.
Fucking funny. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I love it when they like do like edgy shows like that. You know, it's just straight fucking fire.
The whole like sequence when like he's talking about like the, I think it was like when I was watching like an interview, he said that was like a real like story where like,
oh, really?
He rubbed the honey all over him.
Oh yeah, yeah, 100%. I believe
that was crazy because it's so like something
camp.
So like insane.
Yeah,
it
like
sounds
you could
like,
not, something like that could not make up.
Yeah,
like bro, like he finds a honeycomb. He cuts it and he rubs it all over his body just so he could feed, just so his family, his friends who were also Jewish people could.
In the concentration camps.
I did like that about the movie. It kind of only like brings it up in the beginning. You know, it's like post-war America. You know, and us beating the Japanese, America beating the Japanese, and it's just like insane. Like these people were like still alive. You know, and like they're Jewish and like his friend.
Yeah, people are still like it's like
and like you know
so recent still.
Marty or Timothy Marty, he still considers like that other guy who was the best, you know, he considers him a friend, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, his friend has, like, the numbers and everything. And that was such a cool and crazy line, like, story that I was, like, I could not see that being
imagine, like,
up.
You're just, like, a slave. Like, still like, crazy. Yeah, it's crazy that,
like, a slave, pretty much.
Yeah, like, just a few years ago that you were in, like, those camps. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
And now you're playing ping pong for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah,
like,
that was
cool.
That was cool. I love he's, like, talking so much shit on the Globetrotters, and then he immediately ends up doing it.
And then he fucking loses, so he needs to make money to go to the U.S. National, so he goes to fucking, he goes and place for the Harlem Globetrotters to make some money with his friend.
Yeah, that shit was fire. And like, you can just see he's just like defeated.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. He's that's like that classic thing, I'm better than this, you know?
Yeah, it's the thing, I'm better than this, but also like, okay, you're trying to do like, you strive to be the top of the sport, the peak of the, you know, the sport, you know, and you're just like doing some fucking side games.
You're doing like a circus like, act when people walk away. And it's crazy because like, and especially if it's during like halftime, it must be fucking demeaning as shit. Like he even says it, like during halftime, everyone just fucking walks away. No one gives a fuck. Yeah. And it's 100% true. Like I went to go watch the Jazz plays the Lakers, and during halftime, me and my friend, I went to go watch it. We walked away to go get some stands, but he's right. Like I didn't care or I didn't know about who was doing the halftime show, but there was definitely a halftime show.
Yeah.
And I just didn't give a fuck. So, I mean, he was right on that.
Yeah.
And not to disrespect whoever's performing for halftime, you know, it's just like I didn't even think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad. It's just like one of those things is like you're trying to be the best at this fucking sport and then you're just like doing some like party games. You're a circus.
You're fucking playing table tennis with pots and pans, you know?
Yeah, like, that just shit was crazy.
Like make people
laugh. I do love the montage, it's just funny, you know.
Yeah,
I
mean? They're playing on a tiny one where it's like the size and like he's losing on purpose and stuff. Like he's just being like, he's pretty much like doing a circus act, you know?
It's
just
it's cool. Like, and he goes to the fucking pyramids and shit like that. And
he takes a fucking rock off.
Yeah, shit's cool. And he gives it to his mom. Illegal as fuck. We made this or something. That's what he says or some shit
I think he meant like Jewish people.
Yeah. I know. That's like it's kind of like, you know, like in Uncut Gems, you know, when he gives Kevin Garnett, you know, the opal.
Yeah.
And he's just like, these were like Ethiopian Jews, you know what I mean? Like they got this shit and he sees like his whole like future and like his past, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yeah.
It's cool. It's like something like greater than yourselves.
Yeah.
That part is like one of my favorite parts of Uncut Gems.
That's sick. I know which part you're talking about now.
Yeah. It's like a whole like, you know, like bloodline of like people that were before you, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And they like their structure still stand. Like our people, you know, got the Aztecian temples and stuff. Like someone probably who lived back then is related to us.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, like and take pride of what your like people did kind of shit. Which is cool.
Built temples.
Dope.
We built way more than the Egyptians too.
Well that was like one of my favorite scenes. That shit was cool.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, and then his mom was honestly pretty hyped about it. And then immediately traps him.
Well, yeah, it's because they're just like, they don't want him to like, it's crazy because he's trying to strive for greatness, but they're like,
understand. That's,
nah, bro, I guess just it's lock like the back, fuck in and I just like work it. Yeah.
I guess it's a little different now maybe, but nah, never mind. I think it's still
it's because it's like with anything, like if you try to be something else, like your parents don't know what the fuck, like anything. Like,
yeah, like.
Let's say if like a little kid wants to be a YouTuber, you know what I mean? Yeah, like they don't, like, you know, your parents don't know.
Now it's probably more like.
Yeah, it's understandable now, but like. When we were growing up. The table tennis is like a new sport.
Yeah.
So like they don't even like, they always like, are you get paid for this? He's like, no, but I'm going to get paid eventually, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and he was right. It's like, I remember when we were growing up, like esports and like fucking being a YouTuber were like, you didn't make money off that shit. You just did it for the love of the game. And like,
dude, you couldn't even tell people at school you like video games because you just get fucking clowned on.
Yeah, everyone's like, the only video games people played was like fucking FIFA and shit. Yeah, like FIFA or like.
The extent 2K. Was like Call of Duty, and if it was anything else, you were cooked.
Yeah, you're like, oh yeah, I was playing a Borderlands. Huh? Yeah. So you're a fucking nerd. Got it. What? Yeah, but no, dad has no one in his family. No one in his family bloodline believed in him, like whatsoever.
They just want him to, like, yo, just lock the fuck in and, like, you know,
work at this. His point was reasonable, though, because, like, he didn't have to lock in. Like, it's like us, you know, we have no worldly qualms like that. Like, yes, we should lock in, but when we are pretty locked. But I'm saying more in, like, the sense of, like, he had no worldly qualms. He has no kids. He has no wife at the time. And, you know, he finds out that he does actually have a kid, you know?
Yeah, and he just doesn't want to fucking believe it.
Yeah, and he refuses to believe it because he wants to strive for greatness. He wants to be the best, and he thinks that, like
having, you only got one shot, you know what I mean? That's what he thinks, like, yes.
And he thinks that, like, having a kid, you know? And it's so funny because he does all this fucking, he literally does, like, every jawbreaker scheme to get the money to go to the Nationals just to get to Japan, run into the dude who runs the operation.
And he can't even
Can't even play because he didn't play the fine on time. So
they're not gonna fuck around with the bracket.
Yeah, they already had the bracket set up, and they probably had it like on posters and shit.
And who the fuck is he? You know, like who?
Yeah, like exactly. No one give a fuck about him. People probably give a fuck about him after watching him beat the Japanese player there at the end. But
yeah,
before that, no one gave a fuck about him. It was just a poster on the Japanese posters that like, oh, he beat he won.
Yeah, it's like propaganda. It's like, yeah, we beat America.
Yeah. Oh shit, we beat America. Yeah. And then America gets rich. Reverse.
I love one of my favorite shots is of when he's like up there, you know, with like all the other
all the other players. That was a really good shot.
Like they all have their flag, you know, and he's like the only one with the American flag.
He's the only one with the USA flag. It's just
like a cool little scene shot.
Yeah, there's like a bunch for like every other country, and just he's like the one American player. And he was good, you know. He was good.
Yeah.
Like he played well. He beat the previous world champion, which was just like his friend, you know. Mm-hmm. And then he just gets smoked in the finals. Qué tristeza.
Shit.
Yeah, and then I think it's such a good movie because the whole time it builds up to him. Like I was like, because they got closer to the end, I'm like, bro, we've been in here for a minute, and we're still gonna watch the rematch, and then we're gonna watch the nationals.
Yeah,
that doesn't feel it, like in my head. I'm like, I'm keeping track of the time, you know, just mentally, not on purpose, just because I do. And yeah. I was like, I don't think we have time to fit all that in, and we didn't. It was just about getting the rematch there at the end, and then him just finding out that like he can't even fucking play in the championship, in the U.S. and the world championship. Like at all. So like all the buildup, everything you saw him do, take advantage of every single fucking person he could, was literally for nothing because it didn't matter.
Yeah.
He didn't have the money.
Well, he did it. You know, he proved that was the best player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He did it. Like he proved it to himself.
Yeah. He proved it to him. And that's the only person. And when he wins, bro, it's like the best. He just like fucking.
Dude, I felt like, that, dude. I got so
fucking hyped.
Yeah, dude, it's like you want to get emotional. It's like, you know, my hero, like, holy shit.
Fuck,
like,
he did it. He did it.
You know, you just get geeked up with it. You know what I mean? Like, when he just, like, falls on the ground, it's like, oh, my God. He's just, like, cheering.
He's just, like, in pure euphoria. Like, nothing.
And I am.
Yeah, me too.
I'm
right there with him. And it's one of the things, like, damn, dude, that was fucking peak. You know, like, he fucking did it. He beat him. And, like, you think that's, like, the happiest part in the movie? Nah.
Dude, it's
when he sees my his God, son, bro.
Yeah, dude, that's like the part.
He is so absolutely taken by seeing that that's him, that's part of him, that he just like cries, and you can just see.
This is the Oscar goes to.
Yeah, like
Grogu.
shout out to the acting, because it's just like he does it. Like I wanted to cry with him when he sees his son, bro.
I felt like that son.
Yeah,
I was looking back. Dude, I love it, dude. Oh my God, this is why we watch this shit, dude.
Yeah, bro.
This is what I'm talking about, because you know, like I'm telling you, like we watch these other movies and like, yeah, dude, like I love them, you know, like they're
Rental Families was awesome. It was great.
No, I give you this example.
Rewatch that.
Yeah, I give you the example. Yeah. You know, like we watch Rental Families, like I can't say anything bad about it.
It was great,
but it's like when you watch something like this was, is something completely different, bro.
It was on a whole nother level, bro.
Yeah,
like, it was I'm not. I enjoy movies and I do love them, but I don't love them as much as you, bro. I understand it. Like this was what like the first time that I get it. Like I understand what you're meaning. That like this was just on a whole different plane of just like great movie.
Yeah.
Like it was just so like you think him winning and beating the Japanese player is like the best part of the movie and like the climax. Nah, the climax is literally at the end when he sees his son being born.
Crazy,
like
dude.
He is so overtaken with emotions, he can't even hold himself back. He didn't even cry when he won, or maybe he did, but he just like seeing his son, he's just like pure nothing but like bliss, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
And it's one of those things is like maybe I get it, you know? I almost wanted to cry, but I guess I'll get it better if I ever have a kid.
Like, it's like that. Insane. That's what I was telling you, know what I mean? It's like, whew, I got hella emotional, but like I didn't get pushed right over the edge because you know I don't have a fucking kid.
Yeah,
you
know? I don't know what that's like. Maybe,
but
maybe
I can I can feel it. You know, what I mean? No, like, I can feel that.
You felt that through the movie screen. Shout out to his fucking acting. That was amazing.
It was fucking incredible, like, bro.
I forgot like, I was watching an actor. Kind
of, dude.
Shit.
I was speechless, bro. Like I couldn't believe it. I had to just sit there for a second and take that shit in, bro. And like the fucking Tears for Fears needle drop, bro. Oh my God. Welcome to your life. The first few bars, welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Like, you know, it's just like, damn, what could I say? Like, perfect fucking song choice. Like, that's my favorite shit. It's like when you have the right song for the right moment. It's like fucking insane.
Play me in, Jarvis. That's
play me out. I walk away with my ass out.
And this case is literally in because he's being brought into the world.
Dude, and it's like, it's funny. It's funny, too, because, like, he's completely breaking down, and then it just goes to the shot of the little baby, and he's just, like, whatever. Like,
yeah, it's just like, he doesn't,
like, yeah,
he's like just not conscious.
Yeah. And he's just like breaking down. Like, it's fucking funny. It's funny and it's just like beautiful and sweet.
Dude, that girl loved him, bro.
Yeah.
Like, she absolutely was in love with him. Like, I don't even know why she even married that other dude. She was just like, the whole time she's like doing everything in her power to.
I'm pretty sure she would have, but you see, he's like, I can't get tied down, bro. Yeah, you know, he's like, I'm out of here, dog.
Right. Yeah, he's just like, I can't.
Well, he really said, he's like, I'm not getting tied down. He's like, probably, I'm fucking greater than this.
He's like, I don't need this in my life. Fuck, he did, in fact, need that in his life.
Yeah, I love it because, you know, I guess he proved to himself and, like,
yeah, you're right. Everybody, I guess that he was like the fucking, he
beat
that.
The greatest fucking player, you know, and
in a
just,
real match.
In a real match, swept his ass, and he's like, okay, it's time to, like, I didn't even see this coming. You're like, he came back. I thought he was going to smoke him and the movie ends, you know? I'm like, oh, shit. You know, like, but that's it. Hell no. Dude.
He's celebrating with the military officers.
And he completely changes. Like, when he comes back, he's just like, where's my son?
Yeah, where's my son?
You know what I mean? And he's just like, I'm never going to leave you, to the chick. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and it's the first time that he tells her, I love you. Like, it's the first time in the whole movie. Like, the whole movie, she's trying to, like, I love you. And, like, the whole time, like, dude. She says it the whole movie, and he doesn't say it until the end. Like, it's one of those things, like, oh, my God. I thought it was going to be a movie about, like, just once we start watching it, it's like, oh, it's just this complete bastard, and just watch him, like, either downfall of man.
Which it was, you know, a little bit.
Yeah, he was a bastard. Like, he is a complete bastard. Like, it's crazy that she's, like, you stayed with him. You know, it might be one of those things that, like, maybe other people don't fuck with it.
But
like,
she loved him so much, she wanted to see him reach his fucking goal.
His family didn't believe him. Tyler's character and her, they believed in him. She believed in them so much and loved them so much that after he told her to fuck off, she continued
to...
still tried to do the jawbreaker scheme of trading the dog for the money to get him to fucking go to Japan.
Yeah. Like, and I love it. He gets the money and he's just like, there's nothing there. And he's just like, yeah, I got it all.
Yeah.
Just to like, so like, she can be happy. You know?
Like it's like fucking a couple dollar bills, some tens, and like... pictures of some fucking nudes or something. Yeah. Like, he's like, what the fuck?
He's like, everything's there. And she took a bullet. She got a stray.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Like, the glass, stray. Like, fucking got her or something.
Yeah, she got a stray. That shit was crazy.
And then she immediately, like, that fucking injury made her, like, go into fucking labor. And he immediately... And, dude, she didn't say dick about having to leave when she's giving birth. She's like, you gotta go to Japan.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay.
I'm out.
He's like, play me out.
Dude, I just like,
it's one of those things like you cannot explain that kind of loyalty to someone like at all. Like, even Tyler's character, like, they go on this whole spree, like Tyler, like, he hits up Tyler to make some money because they need to make money. He needs to make money as much as every jawbreaker scheme you can fucking think of, you know. Him and Tyler just play people up at like local places that have table tennis.
Yeah.
And then they just hit the jawbreaker schemes where they pretend they don't know each other, you know, that whole scene. Pretend they don't know each other. Tyler says he's had a long day, pretends to be injured. I don't even know how he got, like, the fake bloody nose. Maybe actually punches him in the fucking nose to bleed a little. And they're doing the whole jawbreaker scheme, and it all goes to shit. Like, every single... It's funny, because I think every jawbreaker scheme he does just does not play out like he wants it, you know? Yeah, and he doesn't learn. That's the goated part. Like, he just keeps fucking doing
it. Nah, right? He's just like, all right, let me... How am I going to talk myself out of this one?
Yeah, he's like, I got that.
Dude, no, the scene when, like, he's at the friend's house, and, like, I feel bad for the fucking friend.
Oh, yeah, his friend. He's his uncle, right, or something?
No, it's his friend.
You're right. It's
the
straight friend
of the fat dude.
The fat dude, yeah.
Yeah, and he's just like, yo, he's like, I'm gonna bring her in here. She's my sister, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's
and he's just lying the whole time.
And then,
and
like,
she's just playing along too. It's
and then like
crazy.
when they both start screaming, he start yelling, and you know, she's calling him shit, and he's like, don't disrespect him, you know, because he's the
oh,
shit.
Oh yeah, and he's like, don't disrespect my bird.
Yeah,
and he's like, and you don't disrespect her. He's like, what the fuck? He's like,
play both sides, but like,
but I think he meant that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's using him. But he's like, it's also his friend. Like, he's using him. He's like, he gasses him up because, like, he can see that his dad just, like, he's just like.
His dad don't believe in him for shit.
He don't believe in him for shit.
He's like 30-year-old, like, does fucking nothing with his life.
And exactly. So he's just like, I give him purpose, you know? Like, I give him, like, shit to do, you know? He's
definitely talking.
Shit to, like, you know, he's using him, but he's like, also giving him, like, shit to aspire to, you know what I mean? Like, to do something.
He is, like, pushing him to, like, be a businessman.
Even when his dad comes in, you know, and starts, like, he's like, what the fuck is going on? He's just like, bro, he's like, you know.
You never believe in him. Like, I believe in him. Exactly. I know he can do something great with his life.
Dream big.
And you don't believe in him. Shit. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. using the shit out of him, and he kind of understands. Yeah, he's like, all right, get the fuck enough.
He
enough,
literally
enough,
fucks up his car. Like, she drives, like, when they, when.
Yeah, that was crazy. And I, like, this is
where she continues the Jawbreaker scheme, and then she gets fucking abducted by the gangsters. Cause, you know, like, they catch on that she's just fucking playing them and she just wants the money, you know? And the dude fucking stabs the guy just holding like a random dog, yeah, bro.
Dude, this
and then
is...
they just fucking abduct her, and then they go find Timothée Chalamet, bro. It's just like so ridiculous. I'm like, what the fuck is the mob doing?
Even before that, when they first go to that house, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm like, I guess they just borrowed her car, her husband's car. But now it was like the friend's car.
No, it was the friend's car.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was like crazy. I love it when like shit gets like set up like that, because you're like, okay, they're just in a car. The scene just starts. They're in a car.
Yeah.
You don't know whose car. And then like they end up back at their house. At his friend's house, and you're like, damn, it's his car. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, shit.
No, it explains it. When he's on the phone with her, and he's like, he calls him, he's like, yo, there's a car keys here. Take his car and like just leave. Remember that? Remember that scene? He like tells her,
I forgot about that.
No, he tells her how to fucking pretty much rob his car. His dad's car, not even his friend.
That shit
fucking
is cooked.
His dad, he like calls her and he's like, yo, pass the phone to my sister.
He's like, there's a little damage on it.
And then he fucking explains how to fucking rob the car. And then she fucking does it, bro. Like, it's so fucking funny, because like, not for one moment did anyone else like think this is a bad idea. Nah, they're all like, let's fucking send it. I was like, oh shit,
everyone. It's like one bad plan after another. Yeah. It's like Uncut Gems, you know, it has that same kind of like,
yeah,
where like you're just like one terrible choice after another. You're like, oh shit, how's he gonna get out of
yeah,
this one?
Like, and then I think in Uncut Gems, he does it. He fucking dies, bro. He gets his
It works. The parlay hits. You
yeah,
know what
the
mean?
Parlay
but
hits.
That's why I like that, because it's like a good, happy ending, but he dies. You know, you don't know he's dead smiling, you know?
Yeah, he's just like, he
yeah, ended like for him, you know, he's like, he thought he won.
Honestly, I think it's like, for it specifically in Uncut Gems, I think it's like the most perfect way for him to get out, because he wasn't gonna stop. He won that parlay. You know, he was immediately gonna go for the next one.
Put that
like,
shit
as
all
a gambler,
on black.
As a gambler does, you know. Yeah. So it ended the most perfect way for him, because he fucking died feeling nothing but bliss.
Yeah,
that shit's crazy. But in this movie, he gets another kind of bliss, the happy ending.
Yeah, that's what I was surprised at. Honestly,
I thought so too. I thought it was
dude. Honestly,
just, you like,
thought he was gonna kiss the pig. Like, I thought that's,
too.
I was like, man, this is going to be fire.
Yeah,
bro.
This is going to be
straight. Because I love, like,
fuck. Shit. It's going to be
for me
horrible.
Personally, I
no,
love,
I thought
like,
it was going to be straight fire. I was like, dude, there's no way he's going to get this fucking pig right now. This will be
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, dude, I love shit like that where, like, it would be, that's, like, I love endings like that, you know, like, that are just fucked like that. Like, that shit would be, like, he did all this just to get fucked.
Yeah, literally, like, just to fucking kiss the pig.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this shit would have been goated. But, like, nah, it was even more lit.
Yeah, he fucking beat him.
They
went 20-20, and then he played. I think if you have the same score, it's the first person to get two wins. So he needed to get 22. Yeah. So he went 22-20.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there not understanding the rules, bro. I was like, because he's like game point. I was like, but then like he went. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
The one thing I did understand the rules, because it's the same as volleyball rules.
Okay.
So they play for 20. It's 3 rounds of 20 games. So it's whoever gets to 20 first. And if they're both at 19, they get 20. And then he has to get 21. So you have to beat them by 2 wins. So if they kept going, they could have gone 21-21, 22-22, 23-24, 23. Until someone gets 2 wins in a row. So he has to beat him by 25-23. But they'll keep going like that. I think they hit a limiter on it at some point. But it's one of those sports
take the limiter
where
off.
Like, it's one of those sports where like if you have the same score, I think tennis is the same way actually. No, tennis, not volleyball. Tennis is the same way where like it's the first to 15. And then if you're both at 14 and one gets 15, it's game point. And if he doesn't get 16, they have to go to 17. And it's until someone gets 2 wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I did understand the rules a little bit because it was just tennis rules, and I've seen some tennis, but
nah. Like, if you're listening to this, like not giving a fuck, because you know sometimes I just send podcasts, you know, like I won't watch the movie and I'll just like listen to this shit. You know what I mean?
Shout out to you.
You know, a lot of people do that. You know, some people do. Some people don't give a fuck or don't want to go in there blind. Dude, if like I don't know, just like that, I don't understand like what the fuck's going on. You know, table
and
tennis.
You don't have to. That's the thing. Was great.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't, you know, I just send it. Just watch
the just
fucking
watch
movie.
The movie. Who It like, does who not matter fuck? That you don't know how fucking tennis works.
Table tennis,
but
yeah.
It's literally like, if you want to know, it's super easy to understand. It's like a 3-minute video.
But like, yeah, who gives a fuck? Yeah. You know, like, I'm just, you know, I know the directors, you know, I just go by director, you know, and shit like that. And I've been waiting a long time. And
it was a good choice. It was,
did not fucking disappoint,
did
bro.
Did not disappoint whatsoever.
It's crazy.
You I had a fantastic time.
Bro, I'm like, trying to like, who wants to go see this bitch? That's why I'm trying to find the next. I'm trying to find the next victim. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to find the next fucking victim to go see.
I was talking to a friend online and I was like, "You gotta go watch this movie." And then I was so hyped. They're like, "I'm getting hyped." I'm like, "Yeah, you should be." It's fucking one hyped. Of those, bro. It was so fucking good.
I felt like a little motherfucking kid.
Yeah, I was like, I can do anything. I can be like him.
Oh my god.
I don't know. Movies get me like that, bro. It's like, damn, bro. I gotta lock the fuck in. I gotta be the best at something.
Damn. Well, that's the whole thing, is like, aspire for something, you know, like the whole tagline, dream big, you know what I mean? Aspire for something. Fuck it.
Who's gonna stop you?
Nobody. That shit was crazy, bro. And I love the whole, you know, like, boom, he made it. And then, like, locking in as a father. Yeah,
and then locking in because you realize it's like, damn, he's mine. You know, it was straight, like we've said multiple times, it's straight.
I didn't see it coming, bro.
I didn't see it fucking coming, the ending. Honestly, I thought it was going to be like the pig ending. It was all for fucking nothing.
Which would have been sick. You know, I was like, ah, fuck it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, Uncut Gems or Good Times, you know, you're just like, ooh, shit.
Yeah, but it was lit. And he has, like, such devoted friends, you know, and I think it's, like, such, like, a weird kind of dilemma where, like, he clearly does give a fuck about all these people. Like, he cares about his mom, you know, that's why he gets the pyramid. He gives a fuck about his uncle, you know, that's why he still treats him pretty good and they try to work it out. He gives a fuck about his friends, but he's just, like, it's so crazy because he's just using all of them, but he does give a fuck about them. I'm, like, I'm getting mixed signals here. I just love he uses like any piece of information to his fucking advantage. Like, he gets the money to go to the British Open because he tells the other guy that's working there, like, yo, bro, my uncle was gonna make me manager, bro. He's like, bro, you actually give a fuck about the shoe sell shit? I don't. And he was gonna make me your fucking boss. He's like,
I felt so bad for that guy.
Yeah, dude. Bro, he literally fucking clowns his whole existence, and the guy's like clearly older than him. He clowns on his whole fucking existence, bro.
He's like, I'm gonna be in charge of you, and I can just fire your ass. Yeah, give me the money. He said, you can just say you got robbed. And I love it because he does.
He does. He, like, files a whole police report. And, like, when he comes back, he gets fucking arrested by his uncle. And he just takes all the fucking money here and performing for the Harlem Globetrotters, bro. And it's crazy. You have, like,
the middle of the
movie time skip, you know, where it's, like, the montage of him playing for the Harlem Globetrotters.
I do love that, like, whole, like, he finishes it out and he just gets all the money he earned is just taken away.
Yeah, literally the instant he gets it's taken away. And he didn't even know that all that money was just going to get wasted anyways because he needed to get the money to go to Japan and to fucking
pay off the
Ritz loan. And like the Ritz, like, I thought they were just, I was like, I don't know what's gonna happen or how it's gonna play out, because like
I honestly thought he was just, because he's like, oh yeah, put it on their tab, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's so what I thought it was gonna play too. Out like fine, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but no,
no, they put it, the Ritz, they came back. That's probably what he said. And the Ritz, so like, you know, the I'm assuming the Table Tennis Association didn't want like a bad relationship with the Ritz, so they paid off his tab. But because they had to do that, they just suspended his fucking license. They suspended his like way to play. So he had to play them back too. On top of that, that shit was so good. And I was like, and he doesn't learn, bro. He just keeps playing it up. It's so fucking fire,
dude. Oh my god, I love it. He
just fucking went with Paltrow the whole time.
Yeah, I was like, we didn't even get into that, dude. That which is crazy, which is awesome.
Yeah, actually, shout out to him.
It's awesome. And then, like, dude, when he's, like, fucking eating her out and, like, the fucking...
Yeah, and the fucking Central Park.
Oh, my God, bro. You know this, they're going to get caught,
bro.
Yeah,
I'm like, bro, there's no way
you're going to try to... I thought they were going to be able to run away. Nah. Dude, that was the part that I was like, oh, hell nah.
Bro, he, like, starts to eat her out in Central Park, bro. It's like, it's like, dude, if there's one... there, I could not think of a worse place in public to try to do that shit. Like, literally. A fucking park, especially Central Park, where they got people roaming all the time.
That shit. It was in the middle of the night, and it's in, like... You know,
but it's fucking New York, bro.
Like, it was crazy, bro. Like, I couldn't, like, I love it because, like, you know those cops are going to take that necklace, bro.
Immediately.
Like, you're like, oh, my God, I cannot believe, like, he just got, like
the
ticket.
Who knows how much? That probably would have been, like, 20 cheese or something. Crazy.
They wrote the shit out of this bitch.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
You over-engineered the motherfucker?
That's, where it's, like, I love it when shit's written like that, where, like, it's you just catch up like right at the, you know, at the same time you're like, oh no, he's gonna lose that shit immediately. What the fuck,
dude? And then he convinces her to give him another one. I'm like, oh my fucking god, I cannot believe he did
that.
And then
like, you know, this is the character is written so well, you know he's gonna go up there.
Yeah,
when she 100%. Says don't wait,
she's
right,
like,
here,
wait right here,
you know that
you know he's not, dude, fucking waiting.
We didn't even bring up like
the paddle.
Dude, he gets fucking spanked,
bro. He gets his ass fucking spanked, bro. Like he
by a grown ass
like,
man.
It's like one of those things. He starts to realize that it's cooked, and he's like, "I gotta do." He got to put it
demean himself.
He has to demean himself to the point where he's getting spanked by in a grown public ass
dude
by another grown ass man while other grown men watch, bro.
Dude, crazy.
I guess it was worth it, you know. To some extent.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's like that. These two guys have like the back and forth. It's crazy. Like there's so much shit, bro. I can't even like grasp all of it.
Yeah,
you know,
literally.
Like, it's coming to me like visions right now. Dude, oh my God. Like he's just like a back and forth with this evil ass motherfucker like the whole time too.
Yeah, the whole fucking time.
Every single scene with them is like so fucking good.
Yeah, when he goes to her place to try and talk to him and he's like, yeah, get in the car, we'll talk. And he just fucking drives away while he like goes to go around the car. I'm assuming just so he couldn't hold on to it.
Yeah, I love it. And he's just like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck your wife then.
Yeah, he's like, all right, fuck it. I'm
he's like, you're gonna be a bitch. Be a bitch. He's like, all right, I'm a
and then he
wife.
Tries to steal her fucking necklace that was like a fucking cop.
Oh my
dude,
God.
Dude, oh my dude. This is like one thing after another. He fucking, another jawbreaker scheme. He like fucks her and while he's fucking her in the shower, you know, giving her back shots as one does to Gwyneth Paltrow, he like tries to steal her fucking necklace and then he takes it to the fucking pawn shop and finds out that it's a fucking fake.
Yeah, it's a stage prop.
And then he fucking goes back. Bro's got zero
chill. No, which is crazy. Like, before when he, you know, he does that, he fucks her in the shower. And then he, like, she's getting dressed. And he's just like, oh, yeah, like, your husband's paying for this shit. You ain't shit. He's like, you'll never be great. Or like,
yeah, bro.
You know, he's just on his bullshit making fun of her. I was like, what?
He's just like, the means of fuck out of her. And she's like, what you? And then he goes back to
And then he's like, at least I got to fuck her in the ass. Like, hits her with one of those. And
literally,
she's like,
get who? But you're over here fucking me in a fucking hotel room that you paid for.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And she's like, straight evil, the evilest shit ever.
I love it because she's like, you didn't even get paid. He's like, you know, he's like, what are you going to do for lunch? He's like, I was going to order as soon as you left.
He's like, on your tab. And he's so fucking honest. He's like, yeah, fuck it, on your tab.
And he's just smiling the whole time. Yeah. It's crazy that he just like shits on her and like he does that. It's in the trailer where he's just like smiling. Like, I'm like, oh, shit, evil bastard.
Like, you know he's just like that. He's just saying shit just to fuck you, just to fuck with you. Like, the whole fucking time.
And he can. And, like, and like she comes back.
Yeah. He goes to her, and she literally clocks him that he tried to fucking sell it, realized it was a fake, and it's fucking not.
Yeah, and it's so goated that she catches him, and she's literally like, oh, now you're just going to try to play it off like you. He's like, you know, like, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, and he's still trying to play, and he still
plays
it.
Yeah, and he commits to it. He does not admit that he did not break. I was like, oh, shit. He's like, she's like, you're not a very good actor. I'm like, oh, shit.
I can't even fucking say it. God damn it.
And then he somehow convinces her again to fucking, like, meet, like, he gives her, like, a ticket. Like, she kicks him out of his room because I guess she's going to start performing or rehearsing or whatever. And he's like, just give him a ticket. He goes. He sees the whole fucking thing. He meets up with her after and she gives him a fucking necklace. And then they get caught. Fuck Curry. Him meeting her fucking out in the Central Park. I was like, oh, shit.
That was fucking crazy, bro.
And I just love it, too, because he's got, like, this woman who just loves him fucking dearly waiting for him at home. And he's just doing all this whole shit. I'm like, oh, shit. Like the what was her name? Modessa's character,
dude. When
like,
he fucking demeans her, bro, like that dude, shit was crazy. It was one of the coldest things ever. He's like, I had to look at you and
he literally tells you, "You ain't ever gonna be shit." And I don't want to be with someone that's ain't gonna be shit. I was like, "What the?"
And he's like, "Go back to your husband." And she's like, "How am I gonna go back?" And she's like, "He's like, I don't know."
And then
figure it out.
And then leaves.
Goat.
And then she goes back to her husband, wakes his ass up in the middle of the night, and just says, "Yeah, it's not yours.
This wasn't on the Beagle card."
Dude,
right,
imagine
there.
That, bro. Your wife is gone for days. She comes back. She's pregnant as fuck. You think it's yours. She wakes her ass up just to tell you that it's not. Bro, I don't know what the fuck. I'd have to. Like,
well, like he was destroying fucking everything.
Yeah,
I
like
been.
It's one of those things. I got to kill myself and everyone involved. Like, what the what?
Like, all the I love it because, like, everybody comes down the apartment. I would have to kill all of them, too.
I was like, what's the appropriate response here? You just got to kill everybody and yourself.
And she's like, are you okay? The mom, you know, Marty's mom. She's like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, and he comes out.
And the guy's just like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. You're going to be a fucking grandma. Oh, my God.
Fucking
and it's
fire.
Crazy because she fucking plays it out and stays with him there. And like, I guess, no, he kicks her out. Never mind. He like packs all her shit up and kicks her the fuck out. And I guess she goes. Stays
she does
with,
a, yeah, and she does a jawbreaker scheme.
Yeah, and she does. I think that whole time she's staying with
yeah,
with Marty's mom. Because
like, even in the end, like the mom's over there.
Yeah, he's staying with Marty's mom. I do think it's one of those things that like, you gotta believe in yourself, because like, his family clearly still loves him, you know, like his mom.
Yeah,
and
they
all
just
that.
Want the best for him.
They want what's best for him, but they just don't think he's doing it in the right way, you know. Which he's not, because he's.
It's always like you hear this story like. It's a story as old as time, you know what I mean? They want,
like, you
just
know,
like,
I try to do.
They
the
want
whole
him to lock in, you know, and do that shit, you know, like work at the shoe store and like he'll be fine. He'll take it over. I think his uncle's like, yeah, you take it over.
Yeah,
and all that
he'll
shit.
Take it over. Like he wants to give it.
He
to
has
him.
A set pass of
and like
set pass.
And the thing
of
is, like,
winning.
Even his uncle's like, dude, you're a great salesman, bro. Like you will sell lots of fucking shoes.
Yeah, it's fucking funny. He's like, I can sell fucking shoes to like
an amputee.
Amputee.
Yeah, I was like, oh, fire. Shit. I was like, fire.
That shit was funny.
It was
as
so
fuck.
Fucking funny, bro. I was like, god damn, that was fire.
Yeah, dude, there's so much joke.
Like, he's just like, and he, you know, his uncle's like, bro, you got the gift, bro, like you're a natural bull salesman. And he is, bro. He's selling himself the whole fucking movie to everyone. Yeah. And it works, you know.
And it's like that, like,
except for the
obviously nobody believes. It's just a new sport, so nobody believes in it, so he has to. He's just like, all right, you know.
Which is crazy, because I've seen this play out, because I was there at the birth of, like, fucking Overwatch esports and stuff. Like, it's crazy to think that I was there, and I remember what it was like played watching, like, watching these fucking, like, a bunch of random kids just playing, like, face-to-face in, like, this tiny-ass crammed room. It's insane. No one believes in you until they see the dollar bills. Yeah, and I guess it just never happened in USA, you know? Table tennis never took off, so.
Yeah.
Not here, anyways. I'm sure it's big in the East, but over here, it's, like, just another random sport like cricket. Like, I've never seen someone play fucking cricket in my life.
Never.
And I've never played it either.
I don't think I never will.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I probably never will.
I guess we'll never know. What else? Dude, shout out to Daniel LePatin. I think I'm saying that right. Fucking goat. The music, bro. The score. I'm glazing all over the place, bro.
It was so good. Like, they all the right notes on all the right epic moments. Like them getting blasted by the fucking gangsters. And dude, that scene was so fucking wild. Like the gangsters just like pull up to the guy's house and the guy just starts fucking killing them, bro.
Yeah, it's like that. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know it's going to be a shootout.
Like, ooh, it's going to be a fucking shootout.
And Odessa's character catches the strays. I'm like, oh, shit. And then they take the money, but there's no money.
You steal the fucking car.
Yeah, the score was awesome. Honestly, I was listening to it, too.
Yeah, I listened to it. Yeah, I've been listening to it for the past few days, and I'm like, I'm glazed out of my mind. Shout out to him, bro. He's been cooking, like.
The shots were amazing. My favorite shot's definitely when they're all taking the picture, when he wins the 1v1, you know, and then when he sees his son. I'm trying to think of one in the middle.
I love it when he's running through the street. They use it like in a lot of the promotional shit.
Yeah.
Where he's like, it's kind of like blurred.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When he's getting chased, when he skips the cop from his house.
I love that shit.
His uncle was literally going to send his ass to jail, bro. Yeah. That was crazy.
I think one of the best scenes is like, only if you got a bro, if you got a, you know, one a best friend, you know, when they're just like dancing outside the car, you know what I mean?
Bro, listening they get out to of the like, car and,
a, you know, yeah, a they song they the like, car, you know what I mean? Singing. It's just like.
They get out of the fucking car. They let it kind of like tilt forward by itself and then just fucking dancing and singing. They're just so hyped. They got all that fucking money from them.
Yeah, dude. You really know, like, if you have any friends and you have songs that you like and like,
everyone
you
just
like
starts
the same
hitting
shit,
that shit. For us, it's like with Kane and me and Andres, it's the first song that comes to my head, there's tons, but the first song that comes to my head is Ghost Town.
Dude, I was literally about to say, the resident, I start getting, we're in sync.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say
we
that
literally,
too.
Whenever that song comes on and we're all three in the car, we're just hitting that shit bar for bar.
Bar for bar. Put the windows down, you got to scream it out. Fire, bro.
Yeah. And we're thinking the same song, too.
Yeah, which is great. You come on, bro.
Yeah. That shows you how good friends we are.
Yeah, I was like, I ain't new to this shit.
Tyler the Creator, and like, you know,
we didn't even talk about Tyler the Creator.
Yeah,
the goat.
Like, he literally fucks up his car. Like, his car gets completely fucked, which is how Tyler the Creator makes money, you know, because he's a taxi driver. He's like, bro, I got a fucking family, bro. And like, the whole time, I saw a clip where like, I saw like a post from Instagram on Tyler the Creator's Instagram, Felicia the Goat at Instagram, if you don't know what it is. where he said that, like, bro, I was fried. We were filming till 4 a.m. and I had just performed the night before. That's what he said. He's like, dude, that last scene where like he's driving where he's like, bro, just get the fuck out of my car. Like he was actually just completely fried because they had been filming all night. And fucking And he had just performed a show. And if you've been, I'm assuming this was happening around when he was touring Chromacopia.
No, yeah, I was going to say, because I watched that Apple Music, like, fucking.
Yeah, I'm assuming it was when he was.
Dude, it was like a week, like when it came out. Like, it was less than a week when he started shooting. And, like, you said he was flying. He flew back, like, multiple places and doing shit.
Yeah, I'm assuming it was a Chromacopia.
Yeah, Chromacopia. Yeah, that's
insane. If you went to any of the concerts of Chromacopia, bro, he was going fucking insane. Like, he had two stages. He'd go back and forth the whole time, dancing, like, doing the dance moves from, like, the music videos and stuff, wearing, like, a face mask the whole time, where I'm assuming it was fucking harder than
shit. Yeah, he said that he was doing his hair. Like, he would have to do his hair, like, up like that for the concerts, and then, like, do it, like, pull it back.
Peeled back for the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, that is insane. That is a crazy-ass work ethic, because those shows were insane, and there was so much time and so much choreography, and like, he had, like, fire going off in the back, like, and he was wearing a mask. Like, he must have been fucking sweating his ass off the whole time. Like, and then I imagine, and I was right, it was at the same time. And, like, he said, like, we were so fried, and it was so funny seeing him, like, him being, like, fried as fuck at his friend. And then it's so awesome, because he's, like, he's, like, mad as fuck at his friend, and, like, he fucked up all his shit. And then literally he goes back, and, like, he's back. Tyler's waiting for him at the table tennis place, and he's like, yo, bro, where you at?
Yeah, it's just like friends, you know what I mean? Like, shit, just like, all right, you get mad at bro. And
yeah, you get mad at bro. You get, like, a couple of days from there.
Yeah. Yeah, you should watch the interview. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
The dude that does the interview is, like, ass, bro. Like, he's terrible. Shit, motherfucker.
So you're saying we got to.
Dude, he immediately gets his name wrong. Josh Safdie. Yeah.
Oh, hell no. I forgot what he says,
but it was one of those. I was like,
ooh. Dude, if I ever did an interview with someone, I would literally know where the
fuck. You had to run it back, bro. Dude, like, what the fuck?
If I ever did an interview with someone, or if we ever get to interview someone, I would literally know what size shoe they wear.
Dude, even now, like, sometimes, like, when we read these, like, names off, I'm like, oh, bro.
I feel bad about reading their fucking names and not even talking to the person.
Like, oh, hell no, bro. I'm saying this wrong.
I know people give a fuck about how their names are said, you know, because it's personal, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's your fucking name.
Yeah.
100% people should respect it.
Put some respect on that.
Yeah. Like, if I see, like, a traditional Mexican name, I try to say that shit, but I'm definitely butchering it for a show.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy. Dude, it's cool. Like, in the interview, like, Josh Safdie, he's, like, going bar for bar. He's like, Chromacopia, he's like, changed my life. I was like, damn.
Dude, Chromacopia was like, amazing. It was my album of the year that year. Not this year, the year before.
Yeah.
But, dude, it was like him, bro. Like, I relate to that song on a level that I can't even explain. Like, that song is just magical.
Yeah.
I love that song. That album is just great. And it's just one of those albums where, like, there's, like songs like him where it's just, like, nothing but, like, talking about how, like, you don't want to be like your fucking dad, but you look exactly like him. And then you have fucking Sticky, where it's just talking about fucking someone.
Oh, dude, and this is, you should watch it too, because, like, I was like, I got to revisit this, because, you know, there was a lot of shit I was listening to, so I didn't really listen. I listened to it, like, you know, two or three times, and, like, I kind of moved on, you know? But he was talking about, like, the shit that they're talking about, and he talked about in his album about, like, being, like, fucking, like, 30-something, not having kids.
Yeah, not having... That's, like, a whole... That's literally a big part.
Like, and he's just like, bro, they're resonating, like, the movie and, like,
there's
the
a album. Whole song where it's, like, a conversation back and forth that he's having with, like, this movie star he's fucking. I forget what the song's called. No, I forget what the song's called specifically, but it's him playing both parts, and he's playing, like I'm who knows who it is, but it's, like, a movie star that she thinks she's pregnant. And she's, like, the whole time, she's, like, thinking about having the kid because she's, like, 30-something. And she's like, I don't know if I'm ever going to get the chance. Like, I'm getting older. And as women get older, you know, it's harder to have kids. She's like, if I'm pregnant, like, I'm going to have this fucking child, even if you don't fucking want to be in its life. You know, it's like, I can do it on my own. My mom did it on her own. And this is like it's on the perspective of the girl. And then it switches to him. He's like, I ain't ready to be a fucking dad. I don't want to be a fucking dad. He's like, I don't want any of that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, that is, you're right. This is exactly the same. Yeah,
dude. And, like, Josh Adams is like, I couldn't believe it. He's like, we just, like, writing the same shit, you know? Like, they're in
sync.
That
song,
like,
is great, too.
Yeah, like, their whole, like, you know, the album and shit like that. Like, they
people
were, like,
didn't like
up.
That. That was definitely the song that people didn't like, but I was one of the ones that outvoted that song. I definitely fucked with it. And it's like, it's
you
so
doubled
good.
It up and passed
yeah,
it on.
Yeah, it was really good. It was such a good song. That whole album's just straight heat.
Yeah, no, I was like, listening to the interview, I was like, oh, I gotta go back.
Yeah, same Chroma. The I'm opening go back. With my boy Daniel Caesar. Oh, I just become
dude,
a
yeah,
different
he
man.
He talks about it. He goes, like, bar for bar. I didn't even know. It's like, he's saying that, like, you know, like, he's talking about, like, being in his, like, being a kid on his, like, street, looking up at, like, these, the houses look big and shit like that, hoping that he's going to be able to come up, you know, like, dreaming Dream big, bro. And he's like saying, I was like, damn, bro, this is crazy. You know, it's like, hopefully, you know, you come up. You know what I mean? And he came up.
Yeah, he came up. Honestly, we're for what we came from, we're up too, you know? not as up as fucking Tyler the Creator, Josh Safdie, you know, but.
But comfortable, you know?
But comfortable. Like living, for, yeah, living a life that.
Wasn't so comfortable.
That we've had our fair shares of where the fuck we gonna get money for food type beat.
Type shit.
And that's not the case anymore.
Yeah. And it's like, it was cool to hear him talk about that shit. You know what I mean? And like, shit. Dude, they got me like, I feel like, you know, like I'm not into sports. You know, yeah, I'm not into sports, but I'm like, we fucking did it. We made it. I was like, good job, team. I was like, we fucking made this movie.
Everyone just starts fucking handshaking.
Yeah, dude, that's like exactly how I feel. I'm like, damn, we did. I'm trying to like sell it like fucking Timothée Chalamet, like the meme. I'm like, I'm Marty Supreme, Christmas Day, Marty Supreme, Christmas Day. I'm gonna try to sell this motherfucking movie.
And if he did sell it, it's A24's highest grossing.
Dude, he's literally like, he's
highest grossest weekend.
He's selling the shit. He's selling his soul right now. Yeah. He's selling his ass. He's doing everything to promote this movie.
He's making sure he gets Kylie some of it too, eating that ass.
Crazy. Dude,
he killed it.
Dude, like he I don't give a fuck about it. You know me. I watch so much movies, but I don't give a fuck about the Oscars because, you know, if you watch a lot of movies, you know, like shit, just like that, you don't give a fuck because like none of the shit ever wins that's good, you know. But like, dude, he has to get an Oscar, bro. Like, it was him or Leo. Like, I love like one battle after another. Like, just because, you know,
this,
shit.
This took top awesome. Movie of the year. We were going over this, bro. There were so many good movies this year, bro. I think this one, like it. It beat out Frankenstein. It beat out One Bad After Another. The Brutalist. I do think The Brutalist still has a better cinematography because the shots were beautiful in that movie. But
I nut.
Like, this whole movie was just so, like, it was just one, not one linear storyline, but just one cohesive, like, story. Like, it all plays out. Everything that happens matters. Like, it was straight awesome. Like, the whole thing.
Dude.
The writing was amazing, and that's where I like, you know, that's what I love, you know, and it's like everything mattered, every single word, every single dialogue, every single like set piece mattered for a fucking reason, and it was great.
Straight up, it's one of those ones where like I got nothing to criticize.
No,
nothing. I'm just fucking geeked out of my fucking mind, out of my gourd.
Yeah,
I'm fucking filled up. I'm trying to release.
It was so hype that I was thinking about it the whole day after.
It's really been like, what, 2-3 days?
Yeah.
2 days?
Something like that. 2 days, yeah.
2 days, like, and I'm working still like, I couldn't fucking believe it. I couldn't believe
it. We almost did it. Watch this it because you were going
to
go with me.
I tried to explain this to my boys, but it's like, I couldn't believe, like, imagine I missed out on this.
Yeah. Imagine if you
never watched this, bro.
Imagine if we didn't go because you were going to hang out with your brother. Like, shit like that. Like, well, we would have watched it, but, like, later. But imagine we didn't watch it on, like, Saturday, you know?
No, but I'm saying, like, you as a casual enjoyer, I would have just lived your whole ass life, like, not knowing this shit was out. That you could, like,
I'm and
like,
that shit changed my life. Like, damn, I want to be dad. That's how this movie's got me feeling. Like, damn, maybe I should see what it's like to be a dad.
Dude, it's literally like, dude, the movie's about growing up.
Yeah.
It's, like, crazy.
And it really, it's
the things that like resonate. You
as
know,
funny as it is, it's like say older. Locking in is literally about like realizing that like your maximum potential and then putting that in other things. That's not just trying to be the best, but being the best father that you can be, you know?
Fire. Dude, it's crazy because we talked about in the other podcast, you know?
Yeah. Like we don't know. We don't know. Crazy. Like I was talking about how my dad and all the shit that he did before, you know, he had me, you know, he had a whole ass life before he had me. And that's what this movie's about, you know?
Yeah, you know, like, I like it. Like, I watched... Dude, when I get hooked, bro, I start watching all the interviews, you know what I mean? And, you know, he's talking about it, like, the songs from the 80s is supposed to be the perspective, like, talking back to your kid, you know, explaining, like, the dad lore. And it's crazy that we were just talking about shit like that.
Yeah, my dad has crazy-ass lore, you know? He was,
yeah, so it's like...
If you didn't watch the other podcast, I was speaking specifically about my dad. My dad, he was a boxer. He won fights. Like, he was... competing at semi-professional. He was in the fucking army, and he was a cavalry. Like, he knew how to ride horses. He could like stand on them and like
perform, do
tricks and stuff. And this, and then he crossed over to Mexico, from Mexico to America, and then over here he was like living in Kansas and was just like, he was just living his wild life. He'd buy like sports cars and fucking crash them and then just do it all over the fuck again. Like this, and this, all this shit happened before I even was a thought.
Yeah, it's like, crazy. Before. And like, this is like when a movie's so fucking good, you start thinking like outside of the fucking movie, you know? Yeah. Like, he just lives like, you know, his whole life, like working at the shoe store. And he tells his son like this fucking, like what he did.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, he tells his son, like, all this. Yeah, like, that's me listening to all this shit that my dad used to do.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, shit, when he said it.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, bro, what the fuck? And I kind of had that feeling when we finished it. Dude, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, shit. You know, like, this, hold up, there's something else. There's something else I'm picking up on. But it's like, you know, when you're just so fucking geeked out of your mind, you just can't put.
I had no thoughts.
Yeah, you can't put one and two together, you know? I'm like, oh my God, I get so fucking giddy, you know? It's good, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, it's.
Dude, you know, when something's so good, it got me like speaking like Jar Jar Binks, bro. Like, am I fucking like on the edge of fucking drooling? You know, like, dude, I just love that feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no,
I. That's why I love watching these movies. Like, I just like chase that, you know? It's so sick.
I couldn't imagine me not knowing about movies. I couldn't imagine me going my whole life not watching this. For this year specifically, like this, Frankenstein and Brutalist. Like, dude. I couldn't, like, those movies, like, shaped me as a person.
And that's like, we just, ass, bro, like, we hit the, just like, the tip of the ice.
Like, dude, yeah, I know. It's like crazy, bro. Like, I was like, oh my God, like, I want to be a dad. like that, bro. I was like, maybe I should see what that's all about. You know, I'm like 26, you know, I'm not that fucking old, you know, but like, I'm getting to the age where people my age, like,
start considering
fucking kids, you know, like 28 to like 30 something, you know,
yeah,
30, late 30s. Maybe I should see what all the hype
is about.
That's how this movie got me feeling.
Like, it's crazy. Like,
or I gotta build up more dad lore before I get there,
dude. That 1% of Luffy's pain, seeing him cry?
Yeah, bro.
And that motherfucker's our age, but it's like, it's just crazy to see, like,
it's just crazy to see that. He's like 2 years older than us, maybe? Like,
yeah,
maybe
2 years.
A year older than
you? No, he's like 2 years. He's about to be like 30, I think, barely.
Okay, yeah, so he's barely old. He's literally our age. Literally a little bit older than us.
It's just a crazy, dude, the ending. I just can't, like, I want to keep talking about it, but there's, like, not much to say, but, like, I just, like, I want to bring it up. Like, holy shit, dude. It's just like, oh, my God.
It literally ended perfect.
Like, it was a perfect fucking ending, bro.
Perfect ending. Like, that was the perfect ending. Yeah. If I've ever seen
one. It's like, I didn't know I needed it. Like, type shit. I didn't think it was going to end like that. It wasn't on the bingo card.
Me neither. Honestly, I wasn't sure what it was going to end. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a fail. Yeah, and he kisses the fucking pig and it just cuts. Oh, my God. But no, he gets the win and then he gets the double.
And then I win.
Yeah.
And then I come. Dude, I had massive blockages, bro.
You could feel it?
Dude, watch out. That front row got soaked.
Dude, yeah, I was kicking my fucking feet and just kicking the back of that girl's seat. 100%, bro. 100% I did that. Goat. I feel bad. Thinking about it?
She has something to remember.
Yeah. Now she's like, she's not going to remember the movie. She's going to just remember me kicking the back of her fucking seat.
Like, dude, that's kid. Fire.
That's so good. I even caught myself once. I'm like, oh, shit. But I couldn't say anything. I'm in the middle of the movie. I'm sorry, Doña. You got fucked.
Dude, I love there was like an old lady there too. She just had to tank that shit. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, she was by herself too, I think.
Yeah, and no, I just like watch this. Like, dude, I wonder what her thought process was when she
like
saw that.
It's been like multiple times where we go watch like these weird ass movies and there's just like an old couple in there with us. What was the other movie? It was with Kane too. And there's just like an old couple next to us watching this crazy ass movie. But it's just insane. I guess when you're that old and got nothing better to do, fuck it, go watch a film.
Yeah.
She picked a good one. Hopefully she enjoyed it. Well, like, it just makes her. It actually does the opposite. She regrets her whole fucking life.
Straight up, dude. It's crazy that we watched The Brutalist. Like, it came out like way late for us or some shit, because you know he won the Oscar already. You know what I mean? Remember? Oh, yeah. But we watched it in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but
I think it's because it was just a late one, right? It was like the beginning of this year.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, maybe it was last year, where I'm like, time is getting distorted and I'm getting scared. I can't remember.
Yeah, the
but
older we get, the more the time faster moves, we're cooked.
Yeah.
Dude,
shout out to this.
Five Marty Supreme orange balls out of five. I wish we got some. I didn't even know they were handing those out. That would have been lit to get some.
I haven't seen them. They show them in like theaters. Like, they have like,
oh my God, I would love to get
some. I wish,
some.
Bro. And you go cool check out the fucking merch, and it's just like cost an arm and a leg.
Yeah, hell wait, no. They're doing a collab with Tyler the Creator's merch company, Golf Wing. I tried to get some. I even paid. I was gonna pay the premium. You know me. I'll pay the $150 for the fucking t-shirt. Hey, we're sold out. I couldn't even fucking do it. Fuck me. Honestly, I saw it when it came out, and I didn't do it because I was like, I don't know if the movie's. I knew I was gonna go watch it, but I was like, ah, what if it's like not that great? It was the one time I should have pulled the fucking trigger.
Fuck. You felt like the miner. You're like, you're about to strike diamond.
Yeah, and then you
pulled out.
I shouldn't have fucking pulled out.
You should have kept hitting. Should have kept mining. God damn it.
Yeah.
Fuck. Dude, man. I'm trying to think, like, what else could we wrap?
I think that's everything. I think, honestly, we went over, like, a lot of the good points in the movie. I'm sure we missed tons of stuff.
Dude,
It was two hours and a half long, you know?
Yeah, it's like, dude, we did our best. Like, yeah. This is all just going on pure, like,
pure
3 days. Yeah, 3 days of just pure fucking adrenaline. Like, it's still rushing through my veins.
Yeah.
Dude, I called you this morning and I was already on it.
We were already geeked up.
I'm really talking about it, bro. We didn't even know if we're going to do the podcast because it's really been a few days, but like, fuck it, bro.
Yeah, I'm glad we did it. This was great.
I told you, dude. There was a little hesitation, but we did it.
Yeah, and it was, oh my God, that movie was awesome. It was one of those ones I was like, damn. Let's go watch it again.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, who wants to go? Yeah. Who wants some of this?
Who wants to go watch Marty Supreme with me?
Yeah, bro.
I'll go right now.
Marty Supreme Christmas Day. Marty Supreme Christmas Day.
And it's so fire to watch like someone our age kind of like hype up his own movie, dude. That's so sick.
Yeah,
that's,
hey, fucking, that's fire.
Fucking fire.
Yeah, dude, there's okay, a whole, like, to, he made like a whole orange blimp. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't see it. Shout
that
out
shit
to,
crazy.
You know, like his thing, he had like a YouTuber where he was like modding controllers. Shout out to Xbox Modder 36. If you know, you know.
Where we at now? We won. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like a sports team.
Has he
won
an Oscar?
We won. No, not yet. Well, he's barely like, he's hitting it raw right now.
Yeah, no, I guess the most commercial movie he's done is Dune.
There's a bunch of good actors that, you know, still like need Oscars, but like, it's just like one of these ones where like,
he killed that shit.
He needs to hit, like,
yeah.
Goddamn, like,
give like, I don't know what more he can do.
Yeah, this dead ass. When we're old, bro, we're gonna look back to like what was a goated ass.
Marty Supreme.
We
bro.
Look at Timothée Chalamet's career when we're older,
yeah.
And we'll be like, okay, boom, this was like a highlight.
Yeah,
already
We were there.
I'm gonna be like number one.
And I'm gonna be like, I remember seeing Tyler the Creator and Timothée Chalamet's post on Instagram and TikTok. I'm like, I was there, I was present, I was alive, I was breathing.
Marty Supreme Christmas Day. Marty Supreme Christmas Day, like that. I was there. Yeah. I was there, bro.
How many orange Marty Supreme balls?
Five, bro. Five. 100 out of fucking five. Like, this shit was.
Everything was great.
I'm easy to please, but like, this shit was crazy.
I'm easy to please too. And this was, as like I said, I don't think about movies like that often, you know, when I'm like, oh, I go the next day. And it was this. And then I recently watched Good Will Hunting, but we didn't do a podcast on it. Maybe we will.
We will.
But I watched it recently. These two movies I watched recently, and they both had me like, damn, I was just thinking about it the next day. I'm still thinking about Good Will Hunting.
Dude, this
is... Good Will Hunting was just like about... Like, it's about him like...
Bro, Tank Squad.
Yeah, like, bro, following his dreams, bro. But like, it's also about like having friends that will go to hell and back just for you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, and this movie too. It's awesome. I love these movies, and I love having friends that I know I can count on no matter what happens in life.
Yeah, because, like, I love this movie. You get the best of both worlds. You get the dirtbag piece of shit movie. Yeah. And then, like, oh, my God, the friends and the comeback. You know, it's like, goddamn.
Awesome. Goated.
Goated, bro. 5 out of 5 fucking Marty Supreme fucking balls.
Shout out to Marty Supreme Christmas Day.
Marty Supreme Christmas Day. Marty Supreme Christmas Day.
We didn't even watch it Christmas Day. But
I know, but, like,
who cares?
I was there in spirit. I try to.
Yeah, we tried.
Not for a lack of, like, not trying.
Not even for a lack of trying. Literally, it was sold out. All, and I was not going to watch it looking up. That's worse than hell.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, I got to see one movie like that because,
dude,
like,
I have.
Somebody buys those.
I don't remember what movie it was when I was younger. I watched a movie like that, bro. I told myself I would never do that shit again.
Dude, you know what you should do, bro? When The Odyssey comes out, watch it twice, bro.
One of them.
One of them. And IMAX too, bro.
Yeah.
And IMAX, the biggest fucking screen.
We have to, as soon as IMAX tells it, because we only have one fucking IMAX theater in Utah. Classic piece of shit, Utah.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's crazy. Like,
but we have one fucking IMAX theater, and every time a new movie comes out, we try to watch it in IMAX, it's always sold the fuck out. So we need to, like, get tickets for.
Yeah.
Like, if it's just us two, we need to go fucking make sure we get IMAX tickets for the fucking Odyssey.
Yeah, because, you know, we have, like, bullshit IMAX, you know, they're pretty big screens, but, like, we got a true IMAX screen.
Yeah, we
like,
have
screen.
One fucking IMAX screen in Utah. Yep. One.
Here in Salt Lake, at least, but, like.
No, I think it's just in Utah. Like,
yeah.
Dead-ass
well, yeah,
the
I was like, we're in the main
we
fucking
Yeah, we're
bitch.
In Salt Lake.
I was like,
hold up. We're in the main.
We're in the main
and it's
bitch.
Not even in Salt Lake. It's in fucking Sandy.
Yeah. What does that say? Come on, bro.
People only know Salt Lake from Utah, but, yeah, it's not even in fucking Salt Lake. It's in one of the cities that surrounds it.
True. And Sandy, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Marty Supreme Christmas Day.
Goat. I'm glazed out of my mind. I'm glazed up. This was just a glaze fest, bro.
It like, was.
Like there was no
and
like.
I enjoyed myself thoroughly.
Yeah, I had to glaze them up. Watch out! Watch your back, because you're getting glazed. Watch out, everybody listening! Watch out! You're in the splash zone. Because you're getting glazed
you're
up.
You're going to get got.
And shout out to Darius Kanji. Darius Kanji, he's like the DP. And he's done like, he's a cinematographer.
Oh.
So, you know, he also did Eddington.
Goats.
He's just a fucking goat, you know. It's like, what can we say, dude? Like, this shit, if you didn't see it, change your shit life.
Go watch
change
it.
That.
You should not. You should go. You should stop right now at the end of this podcast and go watch.
If you like movies, like it's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
even if you don't, honestly. Even if you don't fucking like movies, you should watch Marty Supreme.
Yeah.
I think it's that good.
It's one of those.
I think people will you will enjoy it no matter who the fuck you are.
Because I was like that, too, you know, like I love watching, but I usually watch them in the comfort of my home. You know what I mean? But like, this is one, like, go out there and watch that shit. It was just epic, bro. It was fucking epic.
Marty Supreme Christmas Day.
Marty Supreme Christmas Day.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching the N3s podcast. Follow us. Download us. Glaze the person in front of you for us. You know what we do.
Glaze Josh Safdie, bro.
And have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Sale sensei.